Decker knew the drill. He passed through security, nodded to a couple of county sheriffs he knew, and checked the court docket posted on a board near the information desk. Then he headed to the courtroom, where in about 20 minutes, Sebastian Leopold would make his first court appearance after walking into the police station and giving himself up. Decker swung open the heavy oak door and took a seat in the middle of the large room. He was the only one there. No bailiff, no court reporter, no lawyers. A minute later, the prosecuting attorney, a woman in her 40s, came into the courtroom, passed by Decker, and took her seat at the counsel table. Decker knew Sheila Lynch, but she had not made eye contact. She opened her briefcase, took out a file, and read through it. Decker stared at the back of her neck, which was exposed because her hair was up in a tight, professional bun. Lynch's skirt and jacket were black and already showing traces of grime. The back of her right shoe had a gouge out of it, and her nylons were a bit ragged where the shoe met the stocking. At 10:05, the same door Decker had passed through opened again. He glanced back. Lancaster gave him a tiny wave. Behind her was Captain Miller. He was in uniform today. They took seats on either side of him. Lancaster said,
"Don't know what I was thinking about when I said I'd meet you at the station. Of course you'd be here."
"Why aren't you at Mansfield?" Decker asked. Miller answered, "I have been. Since 6:30 this morning. Now we're here. After this, Lancaster is heading there while I go sit my fat ass behind my desk and deal with crap I don't want to deal with." Decker continued to eyeball Miller. "I don't have a gun. I passed through the magnos at the entrance. I can't shoot the guy." "Never doubted that for an instant," said Miller, smoothing out a wrinkle on his dark blue jacket. "But this is an important case, and so here we are. Were you able to trace Leopold's real identity? Was he in the Navy?" "We sent his prints through the FBI's IAFIS database. No hits." Decker said, "He told me he was in the Navy. He had the tat. But maybe he wasn't in our Navy." "Foreigner?"